I've had the wonderful opportunity to interview some of the most accomplished and successful Montreal media figures, such as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, former Habs hockey player George Larac, and pop stars David Usher, Cyril Kumar, and Véronique Tiquet in my work as an entertainment journalist over the years.
We have to move to green energy. We absolutely have. We have to.
Just the idea that we all have the capacity to make a difference in the world, and that's what I was doing.
When I was going to play, whether you watch hockey or not, you're going to know who I am because I'll be doing something.
You have to believe in what you do and don't ever forget that what you do is your playground.
Throughout the difficulties, how do you, you know, stand strong and, you know...
Yoga is to eliminate the misery.
I've also interviewed Canadian rock band Nickelback and world-renowned spiritual master Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, who's changing the world for the better. So I've often been asked by people to do a podcast. So I'm so proud to welcome you to our Montreal's Moments podcast by Zensa Media Incorporated.
That's Montreal's with a Z.
Lots of thought-provoking, humorous conversations about our media industry in North America, with an emphasis on Montreal, one of the best multicultural cities in the world. Interviews with cool artists, public figures that drop by our city, proud local Montreal artists and entrepreneurs, or people who just love our city and have something to say about it. And my colleague Alexandra will be dropping by once in a while to co-host with me. Like, subscribe, and follow our Instagram, Montreal's Moments Podcast. That's Montreal's with a Z. You can follow our Zensa Media, that's Z-E-N-S-A Media, on Facebook and on Instagram as well. And if you like to check out some of our work, drop by our YouTube page, The Zensa Media. That's all one word. Welcome to another episode of Montreal's Moments Podcast. That's Montreal's with a Z. We have the pleasure today of having singer extraordinaire Audrey Anne Séguin in our studio today. Audrey impressed many with her singing skills on the French version of the voice competition called La Voix on TVA. She was on season 9 and was a quarter finalist. And of course, was on Team Marc Dupré, who I'm a big fan of, so I'm excited to talk about him as well on this. She also performs at various events and corporate events as well across the province. So we're very excited to get to know Audrey better and introduce her to all of you. Welcome, Audrey.
Hi, everyone. Hi. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
And we're so happy to welcome you to our podcast. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So tell us how you got interested in singing and when you realized you wanted to pursue a career in this field.
Oh, my God. That's such a good question. Well, I've always really loved singing. Like, it was my first maybe way of expressing myself. So since I was like 2 years old, I really started singing. I was like a second nature to me, you know, but it was a little bit more complicated when it comes to having a real career. I always pursued the dream of working in the music business. But you know, the reality of being a musician, singing women in the business and the industry is something else, you know, and it's not always about the glamorous side of it that we see a lot. And I used to grow up with all of these queens, Britney, Christina, Celine, Aretha, all of these true inspirations that are really aligned to their music, even though they're really having a great marketing out there and they're using their power in a way. But I really grow up with these artists. And I think when I was in high school, I started thinking, okay, maybe this is gonna be my path. I found a lot of motivation and I was really grounded to and really dedicated to the music, you know. I was singing and I felt that it was so natural. So I started really to do it. And I just wanted to be an inspiration for others, to just be true to myself. And I feel that was really powerful, to own something and to have control over something, but just to grow also out of it and to learn out of it. And maybe I found it challenging enough to pursue the dream of doing that as a career.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really insecure about the finance part of it.
Yeah, I could
understand. And having to invest in my business. And so I think I made some choices at the beginning of my career that were a little bit safe.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point I was ready for something else. And then I think it was really aligned for me to think of a real career and to really just do it and go for it and make it possible, accessible, just make it, you know, be in it and just do it. I feel that sometimes we wait because we feel that it is going to come out of something or somewhere else, but it is really within me.
And was your family supportive of your decision? Because I can understand coming from an Indian culture, like, you know, it's you have to be an engineer, you have to be a doctor. If you try to go into arts, it's looked at as like, you know, you'll have maybe a tougher time. It's not easy to get stable work. What was it like in your family when your parents saw your talent in this? What was their approach towards it?
Well, my family is really proud for sure. But they don't really know a lot about music. None of them play any instruments or are in any kind close to be in the music industry. So I feel that it was really my path and that it was imposed to them. So I don't really know how they took it. Like, I didn't really ask for it. It was just there, and I made them believe it was possible. But they helped me. Like, they helped me, took all of these lessons and really start doing my PR as a young artist starting. Even though it wasn't a career at that time, it was just like me wanting to learn more and me wanting to grow out of music and learn how to perform, how to sing songs, and how to master my voice and also my interpretation. So I really started at a young age to think of things in a way that I could understand the text and the lyrics. And I don't know, I always had fun with that. So I feel that they saw my motivation and they wanted to help me grow out of this. And yeah, they did a lot of car ride to bring me to some cool spots so that I could learn with professionals and with people that also have this fire for the art industry, because a lot of people in this business are passionate. And I feel that I always had this intense fire inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was burning so hard, my parents really wanted me to relate to people and have a community and find a way to express myself and to also relate, as I said, to other people.
Mm-hmm. Well said. How would you define your style and your genre of singing?
I would say I am, how can I say that? Like a grande voix, like a full voice Mm-hmm. Is it like is
a
that correct?
Yeah, a strong voice.
Yeah, I would classify myself as a strong voice artist.
Mm-hmm.
That I compare a lot to divas.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
But I feel that in Quebec there is not a lot of that kind of singers in the industry right now. I feel it is a genre that is not really popular.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I really don't know. I feel now it's getting more electro, country. I think it is a lot because people want to be maybe in the trends.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because of how music industry is changing and how TikTok and all of these medias are playing into how we make music. And I know a lot of people, I know a lot of other artists are also really concerned about that, but I don't want to have any judgment about it. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking a question, and I think it might be because of the social medias and the trends and the way we create our music that is not always maybe aligned to our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
My way of making my music is by really making sure it is true to myself and is really authentic and is really what is inspiring me. I feel I have a lot of different inspirations, but these inspirations are not who I am. So it's always gonna be unique because I'm creating it. So I feel that I'm not trying to do something for the result of it, but I'm more trying to feel the music. So for me, I think it's the key that helps me create music that goes with my voice, you know?
Yeah.
Music and vibes and moods and sounds that fits my voice and that matches my energy. And I feel that is powerful and authentic and pop and because I feel in pop you can really mix it with a lot of different styles.
That's
what I like about it, because I'm from a musical theater background and I love mixing all of these sounds. But mostly what I like is it being organic. It needs for me to be organic, and I'm really trying to find my sound right now and trying to look for it as it I'm building it right now. And organic is really what comes to my mind at first. I love all of these different sounds and the electro sounds, but you need to narrow everything down and find one thing.
Yes.
And I feel that is what I'm doing right now. And so, yeah, I love all of these different range, like these different singers all of these singers that have this great range. But I think at the end of the day, when you're authentic and it's not because of your range. So I'm not there to show off any skills. I'm just having these tools, and I'm happy to have them, and I'm working hard on them, trying to explore the limits of my voice. And I really want to share with the people so that what they see is raw and what they see is the work and what they see is the devotion and the alignment. So then they'll feel that they can also achieve that with their own goals and what is aligned for them. So that is really what I feel is why I'm really making my music and why I want to show my voice first.
My Zensa Media team and I were really excited to announce that our Zensa Media International Film Festival 7th edition is going to be taking place in November 2024. You can check out further details on our Film Freeway official website, Zensa Media International Film Festival. You can check us out on Facebook, Zensa Media International Film Festival. You can check us out on our website, www.zensamediafilmfestival.com and on Instagram, Zensa Media. So what was your experience like on La Voix, and what was your experience like being with Marc Dupré as your coach?
Yay! It was fun. Really, I had a good time. I was mentally really prepared for the competition. I don't know. I had a lot of fun in taking the chances and just the opportunities that were there. And I think I was really trying to absorb the informations and learn, you know, really observe. And Mark is a great coach. You know, I love to work with him. I feel he has this passion for the music. And he knows the business, you know, he's been there for quite a long time now.
Yeah.
And I feel he's always making it with his heart. And that's what I really love about him. Always thinking about the artists, about, you know, every one of us that were in his team. You know, he was concerned about us all, you know. So we were a family. And yeah, I love every one of them.
And what were your major takeaways from the show that you'll carry with you in your work?
I think I really was in the present moment while I was performing at The Voice. So it is a good feeling that I really want to bring every time I am on stage and every time I'm performing. And it doesn't have to be in front of a big crowd. You know, what is important is just to be there present. So I'm really cultivating that. And having fun also.
Yes.
You know, just enjoy. Yes. I'm really energetic, and I feel that I did bring that into the show. And I love that. It was really positive. I had something else to say, I don't remember. Yes. I know, I found it. The other thing I really, really still have and cherish from the show is the people.
Mm-hmm.
The friends I've made, the people I met. These relationships, you know, they're meaningful and they're important, and they help me be the person I am and the artist that I am. And I love to see different other artists, how they work, how they think, how they want to share their own music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so important to see, because it is so different the way I work than other artists work. But it is nice to just take a look at what they do. You know, because when we were in COVID, we were so in our own bubbles, you know, we didn't share that much.
Yeah.
So the timing of The Voice for me was also reconnect with other artists that really do the same thing that I do, but in a different way. So I feel that today they're still there with me, and we share our journey still and our ideas. And I really create with a couple of these people, you know, I share my creations and they share it with me, and we try to help each other in our growth. And yeah,
I've seen some of your videos on your YouTube page, and please share that at the end of the show so people can check it out also. Great duos that you've done, your solo work and your songs with some of your colleagues from the show. You're spectacular, Audrey. Really, like,
thank you.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you. I love that. I love the duets we made while we were on The Voice. I felt really lucky doing that. It was fun. It was really fun. And now I still cherish it because I can watch it again. I can listen to it again. So it's so nice to have all of these souvenirs, you know, to just go back in time and see how time flies so fast. Also, you know, we have all of our own projects and we continue in our own path, and it is great. It is great in sharing that together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a little pause and we're going to leave you to listen to Audrey sing live. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Okay, well, I'm just going to do a little segment of a couple of songs that I feel are really an inspiration to me, artists that are inspiring me. So I'll start with Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus, I really love her music, her style. I feel she is powerful. So I'll sing a little segment of Angels Like You from Miley Cyrus. It goes like this.
Mama says you don't look happy. Close your eyes. I know that you're wrong for me. Gonna wish we never met on the day I leave. I brought you down to your knees. Cause they say there is a real love's company. It's not your fault that ruined everything. And it's not your fault that can't be what you need. And baby, angels like you can fly down here with me. I'm everything they said I would be. Ooh. I'm everything they said I would be. Oh, oh. Wow. Oh, wrong for me. Gonna wish we never met on the day I leave. I brought you down to your knees. Cause they say the misery loves company. It's not your fault that ruined everything, everything. Gave you what you need, and baby, angels like you can fly down here with me. Oh, angels like you can fly down here with me.
I just want to do a little part of a song from Whitney Houston because I really feel that she's connected, you know, to her true self, and her voice is so powerful, but also so vulnerable, and she doesn't need a lot. So I just want to finish with a little part of I Look to You from Whitney Houston.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come, and I can't, my son. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. After all my strength is gone, and you I can be strong, I look to you, I look to you, yeah. And when melodies are gone, and you I hear a song, and you I hear a song, I look to you.
Wow. we're back to our Montreal's Moments podcast with our wonderful guest, Audrey Séguin.
Thank you for having me.
And can I just say, wow, what a superstar voice you have. Like, that was a beautiful, beautiful performance of some wonderful songs that we're all very familiar with. And so thank you for sharing that on our show.
Thank you.
So, are you ready for some rapid fire questions?
I'm so ready. I love that. Oh my God, I'm ready.
Okay, first question. Your first record that you ever bought?
I was a cassette.
Yeah.
I was Britney.
Britney Spears, nice.
Britney Spears. Yep. And my first album was Corneille.
Nice. She has a beautiful voice as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what motivated you to buy Britney's album?
Her belly. I'm not kidding. She was hot. And I was five and I wanted to dance and I wanted to have fun. And she was a symbol of being her true self. So I wanted to... I remember, I think the first show I did, I was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a wig. Mm-hmm. A blonde wig, and I put it on my head, and it was like long till the end of like my knees exactly. So I was tiny and I was dancing and I was singing Britney, Hit Me Baby One More Time, and I was just having fun, you know. I wasn't thinking about anything else than just dancing, singing, being me, and that's what I associated with pop music.
That's,
you know, all
cool.
Of these Destiny's Child. Yeah.
That's very cool.
J-Lo. I really loved J-Lo also.
Another icon.
Yeah.
Favorite Montreal restaurant?
Jesus. Jesus, I have so many.
Don't we all? We were really fortunate in Montreal.
Oh my God. I will say, because I love how it is intimate and how the food is so good, I will say Le Majestic.
Oh.
Le Majestic, it's like on Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
And it's so tiny, but the food is incredible.
And what kind of food is it?
It's like gastronomic food.
Oh, nice.
Kind of like sharing, you know, like tapas kind of.
Yeah.
Food,
mm-hmm.
But really high quality food. It's a simple spot. You don't have to wear classy to go,
mm-hmm.
But it tastes classy.
I have to check this out. That sounds good. Favorite Hollywood movie?
Favorite Hollywood movie? Oh my God, I want to go retro. I don't know. Is Grease a Hollywood movie?
Yes, it is.
I would say Grease.
Oh, cool.
I think it's the first musical that really inspired me into making art.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Grease.
Nice.
So fun. Vibrant. Young. You know. Ooh.
Favorite place to chill in the city?
In the city. I want to chill on Mount Royal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the view.
Spot.
The view.
Beautiful spot.
I'm so relaxed when I'm there and... It's just, I feel I'm home. I'm home. I'm where I'm supposed to be and feels great.
Awesome. Something people might be surprised to know about you.
So many things. I don't know. My God. I can't think of like one thing.
Tell us a few.
I don't know. I love to play bowling with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be a professional bowling player when he was 17.
Nice.
And so I kind of like it. What else? Really, I think I am really full of surprises. Like, I meditate 2 times a day.
That's good.
So this is kind of something surprising because... I feel that I am a better person because I'm doing that and not, I didn't do that when I was younger. So I feel that it is quite a surprise.
What was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school was plastic art. But I will say my teacher was extraordinaire. She was overqualified for the job. And I studied more for arts than I did for science.
Wow.
It was really great. So I learned a lot from her. A lot of my discipline, I think, comes from that. And I really found pleasure into painting and creating visually things and touch materials and use different materials to create art. And I feel that is so different from music. And so, yeah, I love the way that we were mixing creating art and also knowing art, consuming art, going into the museums, writing about the people that we're creating and understanding the evolution.
And art is so important, I think, in school and for young people and even adults. Arts and sports, I think, are not spoken enough about. And,
definitely.
And it keeps people out of trouble when they're definitely young. And it also gives them purpose and focus. And as you said, like, it gives you discipline. And I hope, like, the schools in Quebec will increase a little more the arts and sports, because it's really, it helps to form people and for the good.
Yes. And a lot of people are vulnerable while they're in high school, but then they stop after high school. So what I really loved, it's we were all together into art, and I feel that it is not always accessible for adults or people that are really doing their 9 to 5. And I'm not trying to judge or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm saying sometimes it's hard and it's not so accessible for people. But in high school, I feel that it is really important.
If you could be arts and culture minister for a day, what would you change or fix?
Oh my God. I think I would just listen to the artists. That's what I would do first. I think that there is a major problem between who share and advertise the culture and the artists that are really the creators. I feel there is something that is disconnected. And so I don't think the industry reflects right now the artists that are in the business.
In what sense?
In a sense where the artists are a little bit, they have to fit in something. So I feel that I would probably try to hear more their needs, the needs of the artists, and really get the true colors and diversity of what is going on in the music industry. I feel there is a lot of great independent artists out there, but they don't really have anywhere to share their music.
And the financial support, right?
Like, financial support is a problem, but you know, it's everywhere right now. So I feel for musicians, we've been tolerating it for quite a long time. So we're used to it.
In the film industry as well.
It's sad.
Same for us.
I'm saying that sadly, but I feel it's nothing new. It's nothing new.
So you would change that? You'd fix the
issues? I think, yeah. I feel that it would be important for the independent artists to feel that it is possible to create their music and to share it with the people and to have access to the biggest medias or platforms, because I feel it is not that possible right now.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Audrey.
Thank you.
You are welcome back anytime on our show. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you for having me. And it was great. And I hope I come back again and talk about all of these different things that I love about the voice, because I'm a vocal teacher. Vocal coach.
Amazing.
And so, you know, I always love to talk about good vocals and music. I'm so passionate. So thank you for also creating a podcast that helps people share their stories and connect.
And thank you for that compliment. I really appreciate it. So give us some information on how people can check out your work, your social media content, and let us know where we can take a look at that.
Sure. Well, I am always sharing every show I am doing on my platform. So Instagram, Facebook, artist page, Audrey-Anne Séguin. It is my name out there. But my music is also available under the name of Rayanne. So my single Forever You is available out there. But I'm creating new music right now, working on my new sound, working on my music. And so I will release new music pretty soon. I hope you will check it out. So if you want to be informed, of course, I'm going to share it online. But I am working on my website right now. So everything will be available pretty soon out there. I will talk about all the services I offer as a singing coach and also as a singer and as a makeup artist. And yeah, I hope we can connect soon, you know. I hope you guys will be interested in finding more about what I do. And yeah.
Well, you're going to be a superstar. We know it. You're going to put Quebec on the map and Montreal on the map on the big scale. We wish you tons and tons of success and look forward to speaking to you next time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of our Montreal's Moments podcast. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great one.
They say I come and I go. Tell me all the ways you need me. I'm not here for long. Catch me or I go Houdini. I come and I go. Prove you got the right to please me. Everybody knows. Catch me or I go Houdini. If you're good enough, you'll find a way. Maybe you could cause a girl to change her ways. Do you think about it night and days? Maybe you could be the one to make me stay. Yeah. Ooh. I come and I go. Tell me all the ways you need me. I'm not here for long. Catch me or I go Houdini. I come and I go.
Keep up with our podcast updates on Instagram, Montreal's Moments, that's Montreal's with a Z. Facebook, you can find our content on Zensa Media page, and of course on Balado Quebec website, where you can check us out on Montreal's Moments page as well there.